Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, here's a little bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies. We've had the privilege to partner with YC, Mindvalley, True Classic, and more. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. All right, guys, welcome back. Today, we're going to be diving into something that's super exciting. I was actually following along the 12 days of release that OpenAI just had. I believe it was for the 12 days of Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, wanted to dive a little bit into how you guys can use AI to streamline your workflows and actually create content that converts really well. So more on that here in a second. But before we dive in, I just wanted to let you guys know that AI is all the rage now. If you haven't been following the news, everybody is using it. And in the world of content creation, it's becoming bigger than ever. You may be thinking that what I'm going to be talking about is how to create content using AI, such as having an AI influencer or an AI content creator. But that's actually not what I'm going to be covering today. I'm going to be going more into the tools that you can use to put together content and then have a content creator record, because you still need a content creator in this day and age. We haven't gotten to the stage where content creators via AI are creating better content than content creators in real life. So definitely still create the content or have a content creator, but you can use these tools to really make sure that your content is top notch. Let's dive right into it. So nowadays, you don't really need a massive team or a very big budget. With tools like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and Descript, anyone can really create high quality content. Now, that being said, you obviously need a lot of creativity, and there's a lot of resources that go into producing that creativity, whether it's weekly calls that you're doing, whether it's just brainstorm sessions, things like that. But you can use AI to streamline a lot of these processes. So let's take a look at three AI tools that you guys can use to actually start creating better content. Okay, so number one is going to be GPT. Now, ChatGPT is all the rage, and everyone's using it. So how can you actually use it to create better content? Well, here's what I would do. When you sit down and you brainstorm some ideas for content, I want you to run it through GPT. So let's say that you're creating content for a headphones brand and you come up with a few ideas. Let's say one of the ideas is asking people on the street, how or what music are you listening to right now, right? That could be a question. So I want you to take that and then give it to GPT, tell it why you chose that topic. Obviously, you need some creativity here. And then I want you to tell it to give you five more topics that are similar, that are very value-driven in the same way. And so the idea here is that GPT isn't going to brainstorm things from scratch, but it's going to take what you've already brainstormed and be able to expand upon it. So that's number one, which is using GPT to come up with more ideas and just basically fueling the process for eventually assigning that content. Okay, number two is this tool called Descript. Descript basically allows you to take a video and transcribe it, and then you can take a look at the transcription and come up with your own ideas using that transcription. And what I would do here is a form of competitor analysis. So if you're a brand and you have a competitor, let's say, that's absolutely crushing it, one idea is that you can use the tool Descript to take one of their videos, descript it, so basically you have the full transcript of their video, and then analyze that transcript by putting it through GPT and asking GPT, hey, what do you see as patterns here, or what do you notice here that's really striking? And what I would ideally do is select the videos that have performed extremely well, like over a million views. That way you'll be able to really analyze the content better, and now you're combining Descript and GPT to really come up with this awesome format for your own content, because GPT can tell you, okay, this competitor did XYZ, so therefore that's why this video performed well. And obviously it's not going to tell you the right answer every time, but if you give it enough information and you descript enough videos, it will begin to recognize patterns. Then it will be your job to take those patterns and think about how can you implement those same patterns in the content that you are creating. So that's the second tool that I would use. And then finally, the last tool that I would go through is a very, very simple tool that we like to use in-house. And that tool, before I reveal it to you guys, has actually helped us a ton when we're creating content internally. And the reason I say this is because it has not only streamlined our workflows, but it has also allowed us to push out content a lot faster. It has allowed us to integrate things a lot faster. And it's actually not even super AI related, but it has an AI component to it. And it's called Zapier. So Zapier is this tool that allows you to communicate between various tools. So basically, it will take some feedback from Slack, and then it will expand that and push it onto Notion, for example, or something like that, where it takes information from one tool and pushes it onto another. And we use it primarily because it allows us to communicate between various tools. And when you're creating really good content and you're trying to really blow up with content, you need to be able to use all these tools really well. And so I can give you a use case for how we use it internally. So let's say that you have Descript that's taking your videos and descripting them, and then you have GPT, which is actually going to create that output of what are the patterns. Well, you can use Zapier to run a Zap that basically allows you to automatically descript videos and then push that into GPT to give you an output, and that output finally just spews into an email and sends it to all your coworkers. And Zapier can connect all of that together. And I would highly, highly recommend it, especially if you're trying to use AI in your workflows, because it's going to allow you to communicate between all these tools and you don't have to be the one manually doing all these things. Let's say that you need to send an email to your coworkers around the patterns that you're seeing in these videos. Well, instead of typing them up or instead of copy pasting it from GPT and doing that manual process, Zapier can actually just take the output from GPT and push it right to those emails. And so I leave you guys with these three tools that have helped us tremendously in-house. We've used them for hundreds of different use cases, which I can't even begin to describe in this episode, but I can tell you at a very high level, Descript, GPT, and Zapier have been three very crucial tools for us getting success for the companies that we work with, especially in the AI space. And I think it's going to be very useful for you guys. So definitely check them out. Let me know what you think. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. We'll see you in the next one.